Now, since you can't play around at the Mustang Ranch anymore, we would like to call your attention to some other games that you can play in public. NPR's Petra Mayer sent this week's postcard from the Origins Gaming Convention.
Thousands of people are milling around the convention center here in beautiful downtown Columbus. Some of them are pretending to be elves or wizards or vampires, and some of them are in the swimming pool, pretending to be fish in a Chinese restaurant tank.
Welcome to the tank. You have lived in the tank for as long as you can remember. Of course, being a fish, your memory ain't all that great.
The game master assigns you a character and a mission, and turns you loose to swim with the sharks.
Hammerhead the shark, tough guy, bad guy, not a very nice guy.
Some people prefer to stay out of the water. Jessica Melusine is draped across a bench in the convention center concourse. She's happy to talk, but first she has to pop out her vampire fangs.
Well, I don't want to lisp if I'm going to be on the radio. I come to Origins to socialize. I'm interested in role-playing games, and occasionally it's great to just be in a community of gamers and like-minded people who aren't going to stare at you as if you've got a third head when you start talking about your character. The most recent and most fun character I had was a housewife and bounty hunter, sort of like a combination between Dolph Lundgren and Donna Reed.
In the exhibitors' hall, there are hundreds of card games, board games, and toy soldiers with a twist. On a nearby tabletop, miniature X-Men slug it out. Their teenage handlers roll dice to determine attacks and defenses.
Brotherhood, your turn.
I get Pyro moving over here, and I'll have Sabretooth strike Cyclops.
Things don't look too good for the X-Men, but don't worry. If you lose at the gaming table, you can always get revenge another way.
Make a hole! Prisoner coming through!
Costumed Klingons roam the halls at Origins, and you can pay them to arrest your friends. The money goes to charity, but the Klingons will taunt your prisoners absolutely free of charge. They've just arrested a young man wearing bunny ears.
Going prison!
The notorious Frank the Bunny!
All right, Frank the Bunny is in jail for slandering the Klingon race, and he swears his ears are Klingon.
By now, it's past midnight, but the werewolf hunt is just getting started. Players sit in a circle, patting their legs to disguise suspicious nocturnal noises.
Tanner goes to sleep by shutting their eyes and fighting with one hand. Unfortunately, there are werewolves in town, and now they wake up, and they find each other, and they point to who they want to kill.
The werewolf hunters will still be sitting here when the sun comes up tomorrow morning. They might not notice it, though. After 3 days and nights of nonstop gaming, time starts to blur a little. Petra Mayer, NPR News.